You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, there's never been a more exciting time of year than right now as we welcome you in. MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart and B-Tags. Here we go, final week. And the team in Seattle and then finishes at Arizona, a game and a half back after a real good finish in that Rangers series. Of course, the Angels right on their heels as well. I'm not sure who I'm supposed to be watching. Who am I concerned with right now?
Well, you're sort of like a driver. You got to look ahead of you, and you got to check your rearview mirror as well, because traffic is coming hot and heavy on both sides, and all of a sudden the Rangers are pretty close, and the Twins are closer than they appear. So it looks like it's going to go right down to the wire. And, you know, the Angels have really turned it on, and they had a six-game winning streak here, and then the Astros and Twins both had won three games in a row entering Tuesday, and meanwhile the Rangers are stumbling a little bit and falling back to the pack. So, you know, I think we all got the sense about 6 weeks ago that this could go down to the wire, and, you know, I think we'll go into that final Sunday with different scenarios. I'd be shocked if the Astros had anything clinched or were eliminated going into the final day of the season.
Yeah, amazing. And really, to me, I don't know. You've got a better feel for this, but the game on Saturday against the Rangers, it was an absolute must-win. The deficit was 4.5 going in. You don't win that one. I think it's pretty much curtains on the division. Not only did they win it, but they win again on Sunday. Now suddenly the Rangers are drifting. It seems to me that Saturday might be that big pivot point.
Yeah, I think it was. And, you know, we've had two or three of these games at this point of the season where I thought, boy, that was a huge one. If they didn't win that, I think they would have been in trouble. Beginning with a couple of weeks ago, the game in Anaheim where they scored five runs after two outs. And that looms big now because the Angels are, you know, half a game behind them, and they don't win that. Now they're chasing the Angels. And then there was another game, I can't remember exactly, but they were trailing, and Gattis hit a three-run home run, and they took the lead. And, boy, you think, boy, that could be the swing to save the season. And then, you know, you mentioned the Rangers game on Saturday. So that's what this time of year is like, and I suspect we're going to have a couple of more of those moments in the last couple of days. And we kind of had one on Monday night in Seattle with Chris Carter hitting the seventh-inning home run to break a tie, and that was enough to get the win. And like we said earlier, with the Twins and the Angels winning like they are seemingly every night now, that was huge because had they not won that, they'd be looking up at one of those teams.
You know, there are always a number of little storylines that follow one player or another specific to this time of year. But one that I'd like to ask you about is, you know, Chris Carter. They've been so patient with him. There have been so many times where I know fans have been, you know, just begging for them to make some sort of change. You can't take the average, the strikeouts, whatever the case. And it seems as if that patience may be paying off at a pretty critical time. You know, he seems to have found it all of a sudden.
Yeah, he has, and it's pretty amazing. He looks like the Chris Carter we saw for that two-month stretch last year when he played like an MVP candidate, and that's kind of what the Astros had hoped he would do this year, and it just never happened. And season just dragged on and it wasn't there. And then, you know, going into August, he really was taken out of the lineup and he wasn't getting any at bats at all. And they had a big run here the last couple of weeks of left-handed starters. And so that kind of limits what they can do at first base. Cause Valbuena, they don't want him in there against lefties. And then, Marwin doesn't hit lefties as well. So Carter's getting some starts, and lo and behold, here he is, homered in three consecutive games, and he's homered in five consecutive starts. So, And it comes at just a great time. I know everyone's ready to write Chris Carter off, and, you know, I probably was at the head of that table as well. I thought I had seen enough, but the guy's got tremendous raw power, and when he puts the bat in the ball and gets on a groove, he can really change games. And if he can keep this up over the last five games, the Astros will get in the playoffs. Because having Chris Carter hitting, you know, sixth, seventh in your lineup and hitting a home run every night, that's going to be pretty dangerous.
No, that makes a huge, huge difference. Of course, you know, while they have not enjoyed a lot of success on the road, it helps that they're playing at Seattle to begin this trip. They've had just good success against the Mariners this year. But then this trip ends, and here we go. We knew this was going to happen at some point or another with this interleague play setup, that this season is going to end with the Astros playing National League games in Arizona. And it's unfortunate. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. It's just really unfortunate, the timing, because the meaning that's going to be placed on those games, and you got to figure that's going to limit their availability or ability to use Evan Gattis, right? And that's kind of a big guy to take out of the equation at such an important time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they do the schedules, but obviously there has to be an interleague series at every point during the year, just because we have 15 teams in each league, so two of those teams have to play each other. And I got to think that they thought, well, hey, we'll put the Astros and D-backs at the end of the year. Nothing will be on the line there. And lo and behold, here we are. That's huge three games for the Astros. And, yeah, Evan Gattis leads them in RBIs, and it's not even close. He has 25 RBIs more than any other player. I think he has 87 here as we speak. And so, you know, they go to Arizona, the DH. Of course, Gattis is the DH. They can't put him in the lineup. But what about left field? Well, that's a big outfield. Put him in, and I don't think they would feel comfortable putting him in that outfield, and it's hard to blame him. Gattis used to be a catcher, hasn't caught all year. That's not an option. They haven't tried him first, so it appears right now he won't be in the lineup unless they just want to roll the dice with him in left field. But guarantee you this, he's going to be used as a pinch hit option at some point with the game on the line, and he can obviously, just like Carter, can change the swing with one game on the line. But yeah, it kind of stinks for the Astros to be in this position where they have to take their biggest RBI bat out of the lineup. But you know, Marisnik's come in and he's done a pretty good job. They do have some versatility in the outfield with Tucker and Rasmus, and then you have Springer and Wright. So they can put some guys in there who can perform, but they certainly would like to have Gattis in there the last three games.
Yeah, it's a fascinating sort of twist to this story on the last weekend of the year. One we'll obviously all be keeping a close eye on. The other one, though, is, you know, when you get to this time of year, if you're destined for the postseason, you want to start lining up that pitching and figuring out who's going to pitch the opener, who might, if you have the wild card game, who's going to pitch that. These are all playoff games at this point for the Astros. How do you see them setting up the pitching in these last, 5 days of the year?
Yeah, well, obviously they would love to have Keuchel ready to go in a wild card game, which would be Tuesday, and they might not have that luxury because Keuchel right now on normal rest would go on Friday. Now that means he could come back on a Tuesday game on 3 days rest. Or, you know, are they comfortable doing that? You know, it's playoff time. We see that a lot. So we'll see. We don't know if Keuchel's going to pitch on Friday or Saturday. Saturday would rule him out for a wild card game. But, hey, you know, if they finish tied with the Angels or they finish tied with the Twins or both, they're going to have to go right into Monday and try to win a game to get to the wild card game. So the position they're in with so many teams bundled together, three of them fighting for that last spot, I don't think they're going to be – either one of those teams is going to be in any position to line up their starting pitching. They're going to have to keep it on rotation and try to get to the playoffs. I mean, if they try to line up their pitching and don't get to that wild card game, then it was all for naught. So we'll see Keuchel on Friday or Saturday and – hopefully for the Astros' sake, he gets to pitch another big game on the road in the playoffs.
All right, how are the young kids handling everything that's going on at this point? We think of this team as a young team, and they predominantly are. How do you see them handling things?
Well, I think they're handling it pretty well. I think it was a big win to get that first win in Seattle. There's so much talk about the road and how poorly they play on the road, and here they go, last six games, they got to have a winning road trip. And to get the first one, I think, did a lot for the psyche. They were really loose after the game. They were all piled in the clubhouse watching the end of the Angels A's game. And when the Angels walked it off, they were all kind of things yelled at the screen and arms up in the air and so forth. But, you know, they had rookie dress-up day coming out here to Seattle on Sunday. And I don't know if you saw any of those photos, but all the rookies dressed up and had to wear their get-ups on a four-hour flight to Seattle and then out about in the town a little bit. So, it certainly looked like a loose bunch, and again, we've talked about this before. I think that goes back to AJ Hinn. She's done a really nice job keeping everything on an even keel day in and day out, and this time of year is paying off.
All right, you getting any sleep?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you come out to the West Coast, and by 9 o'clock, I'm ready to get my slippers off and climb into bed because the time change, but it could be a wild few days if you think about the Astros have to do a tiebreaker and maybe they go to Arizona and then have to play a tiebreaker somewhere on Monday, go to the wild card game Tuesday in New York, and they win that, they could go to Kansas City or Toronto. So I'm trying to get all the sleep I can these next couple of days because the weekend and the days after could be pretty hairy.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it is a fun ride right now, Brian, and I get a kick out of following you on Twitter and reading your stories, and just enjoy it, man. Enjoy it. Soak it all up and keep us informed. We'll do it again next week.
Talk to you next week, wherever we're at.
Right on. There he goes, to wherever we don't really know. Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.